Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 650 and today I'm going to be talking about goals and self-actualization to kick off a brand new year. Well, a calendar year. It's not like the world sort of changes just because the calendar does, so to speak. But anyway, the goal setting and self-actualization, I suppose, paradigm. At the start of the year, the goal setting conversation becomes significantly more apparent and a lot more popular, and for decent reason. I don't think there's anything bad about that. I don't think there's anything wrong about it either. Some people may find that the turning of a calendar is a good reminder to sit back and reassess their direction in life. But I really want to share a passage that the Coaching Room shared in their community online that I came across. The Coaching Room is the company that I've done most, if not all, of my formal study through. And then, of course, they have recommended much more study and reading outside of that. And they're still a community and a company that I'm heavily involved with now. And I highly recommend them if you want to go down the path of the formal education of actual coaching, as in the field of coaching, and integrating that into any form of leadership or integrating that into any sort of training, PT, or whatever that you may do with your time. So the post that they shared on social media at the end of last year was this. There will no doubt be an array of posts, blogs, and quotes out in the coming days and weeks around the importance of setting goals and outcomes in your life. Some will reference Anthony Robbins' old adage that the 5% of people who set goals make up 95% of the most successful people on the planet. At the Coaching Room, we take a very different approach to goals. Paradoxically and controversially, the purpose of setting a goal is not to necessarily achieve an outcome, but to enjoy the process of exploring your potential through engaging in differentiation. Potential exists only at this moment, so you can only actualize your potential now. Now is the only outcome that matters because it's all that exists. To march in pursuit of endless goals is to march towards your death, for death is the ultimate outcome. So a lot going on in that post. I like it. I relate to it. I agree with it. It's often interesting when I do talk about these types of shifts in thinking or I suppose a meta perception of things like goals and numbers or objective outcomes and so forth. And it's not to go that objective outcomes or goals are inherently wrong or silly or anything along those lines. What it is to point at what's the most important and beneficial for individuals, and what's actually true, and what's only true is what's here in the now and the present moment. And that can sometimes be a really challenging thing to grasp. And the reason why it can be a challenging thing to grasp is because maybe sometimes we spend so much time in the future or the past that we make it feel real. And then at some point, we may even live that future. We go, see, what you believe in and hold in mind can become your reality. But it's only a reality for a moment, because it's only in that moment that it is a reality, and then it passes. And then you're onto the new reality and the next reality. And so, similar to my conversation around experiences before talking about flow intelligence theory, when we're able to understand that it's not the goal that we want, but rather the person we continually become whilst in pursuit of the goal that matters. And if we can learn to appreciate and enjoy that process for the ups and downs and twists and turns that produces, then that's where our life actually is. Our life isn't in the fleeting moments of awards and rewards and so forth. They're only reference points of our life. Our life is everything in between those. And so, as important as outcomes are, and I find it really interesting that more often than not, in my experience, the people that come up against and are resistant to a different thinking of goals or a different thinking of numbers or a status quo in a particular area are usually very successful in the Western commercial sense of the term. And it's because they're so driven by that commercial Western expression of success that they'll do anything in order to get there. So they see those things, the objective outcomes and the goal setting, as so useful for that. And so it's true for them. It absolutely is true. However, it's also stepping back and looking at it and going, well, what's really important in life? And this is where we step back as part of Alpha Theta, and we take a perception of going, only two things in life truly matter, right? And everything else is just details of those two things. And that is the experiences that you have, right? The memories you create, and also how you contribute. Everything else is just details of those two things. And so, like in this post that the coaching room shared, potential exists only at this moment. So you can only actualize your potential now. There isn't someone in the future that's going to like give you permission to go, now you've got your potential. You have an opportunity in every single moment that you're breathing to move towards and actualize the potential that you have access to in that very moment. And in doing so, we get to live life to the fullest, because at that moment, in each moment, we're living our life fully. Now is the only outcome that matters, because it's all that exists. However, to march in pursuit of endless goals, to march like the army, just marching, in pursuit of endless goals, is to march towards your death. For death is the ultimate outcome that will always occur. So, a very interesting approach in relation to goals, and it's not to say that we shouldn't set goals or well-formed outcomes. Of course, they serve an extremely important role in our overall happiness and health. The thing is, when we start to become conditional on those goals, when we go, when I achieve X, then I'll be happy. When I achieve Y, then I'm worthy of love. When I achieve Z, then that's when I'll allow myself to do whatever it is that I've been wanting to do the whole time. On that note though, team, I'm done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass this on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or at alphathetaflow.com if you want one personally signed by me. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, and you're wanting to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch, because I'd love to have a chat with you. But that's it from me. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.